Just bought a chicken, bout to break it down the chicken. Tenders black booming, I'm not human. My drop zooming, my eyes booming. One giant leap for mankind, I'm highs moving. How have you been?
So in the wise words of Lil Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I can't complain. Fucking stoked to do this first podcast. Episode one, season one.
A little excited.
Yeah, the Chicken Tenders podcast. Hopefully everyone's cool with listening to us fucking talk about nothing.
Hopefully, because that's what they're going to listen to us talk about.
Oh, pretty much. So to start the episode, I'm just going to give a shout out to our sponsor. I don't have a pre-recorded sponsorship thing to place here for this episode, but for next episode, it'll be a lot better. But for this episode, just a shout out to the Mina in Yorka Falls, Dan McComb, Lisa McComb, who run the Mina in Yorka Falls. If you live in the Falls, be sure to go check out the Mina. If you need anything, you know, late night snacks or sausages or meat that you could fry up on your barbecue last minute, that's better than most of the stuff you find in town. Head over to the Mina. All right, so where do you want to start today?
Oh, I can start with, I mean, there was a game today that happened in the NHL already. Did you see what happened with that score? Or?
Bro, the last thing I seen about the Red Wings and Tampa was that the Red Wings were up 4-0. And to be completely fucking bluntly honest about it, I'm fucking pissed because I have them in my hockey pool and they're fucking me over right now.
Yeah, so it ended 5-1 for Detroit.
5-1, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure how Tampa lost to Detroit, but
it happens. Good teams lose to bad teams all the time.
That's very true.
Look at fucking, I know Ottawa has a better club than Detroit right now, but like Ottawa's been smoking like the Leafs and the Habs all year. So
yeah, exactly.
It's just, it happens.
Tampa also had a third goalie in net too, though. Chris Gibson. McElhinney and Vass both didn't play today.
Oh, okay. Was it his first NHL start or?
First start of the year, I'm pretty sure he started before, though.
Okay. Never heard of him.
He was drafted in 2011 by LA.
Okay. So he's a little bit older, probably like 28-ish.
He's 28 on the dot, actually.
No doubt. Yeah, Tampa just had a bad game. It happens. It's I feel like if it was the Leafs, everybody would be talking about it and blah, 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 but it's Tampa and no one's going to care because they know Tampa's a powerhouse.
I feel like it's more noticeable this year, too, because they're only playing seven other teams, right? You're going to have bad games against those bad teams at some point.
It's going to happen, yeah. It doesn't, like, I'm not worried about Tampa at all.
Oh, really?
If you had to pick right now, who's your cup prediction?
It's tough because I don't know how the third round will play out. But if, let's just say it was normal situation, normal year, I'd say Tampa, probably Vegas or Colorado.
Fair. So you don't got anybody on the other side?
Well, technically, there is no side right now, right?
Well, once you hit the third round. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Going by it goes first to fourth.
Yeah.
That's true. No doubt.
I mean, obviously, I'd love to see Washington there. But
I would, too, now that I got Ovechkin and Backstrom in the pool. Outside of that. But, I mean, yeah, I'd love to see. I want to see the Leafs win a cup, obviously. But if anybody else was going to do it, I'd love to see Ovi get a second cup. I can't even lie.
Oh, God, yeah, that'd be beautiful.
Totally off topic with hockey and shit, but I just want to talk about the DMX situation right quick. First of all, I hope he's doing well. I hope he's recovering well. And I was just a little bit upset with what I've been seeing on the internet. It's just like, people talking shit about him because, you know, the articles have said that he's had a heart attack, but everybody's saying he OD'd, and, you know, apparently he did OD. But regardless, like, people are just talking shit about it, and I just want to say that, like, myself personally, like, I've lost 12 people that I know in the past 2 years to overdoses. Not people that I was, like, super close with, but people that I knew who I grew up with, you know, that I seen around, that I talked to when I seen them. And they passed away in the past 2-3 years. And it's definitely not something to just joke around about because that's somebody's kid, that's somebody's nephew, that's somebody's son or daughter. And I don't think anybody should be talking shit about addiction because it's just like a real thing right now. And especially during the pandemic, it's just like at an all-time high. And yeah, he's up on it. DMX is a good dude.
Yeah, the thing with addiction too is it's not as simple as everybody thinks it is. It's not just a choice whether, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that or I'm not going to do this or that. It like you get addicted and it's a fucking genuine problem.
Yeah, and ultimately, like, it's just like a bad choice most of the time, where you try it out one time and you don't really realize the consequences to it. And the fucked up thing about the DMX thing is that the reason why he even tried crack in the first place, this was an interview he did a while back where he was talking about it, was because his friend tricked him into smoking it. He didn't know he was smoking crack.
Oh, she doesn't know
That's fucked up. It's super fucked up. And you could imagine, like, if it could happen to DMX, it could happen to anybody. And it could be anybody. So, ease up on it, man. Addiction's a real thing. It's fucked up. And yeah. And basically, yeah, I hope DMX is doing better. Apparently he was doing better last night, according to his lawyer. I seen that on I think Instagram. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully he's doing better and hopefully he recovers and comes back to doing what he does.
Well, God, yeah. I hope he makes a full recovery.
For sure. All right, back to hockey, I guess. Have you heard about the Leafs Buffalo rumors?
Have not at all.
No, eh? Okay, so I don't know who the players would necessarily be, but the rumor is Hall and Ullmark to Toronto, for Anderson, and then whatever else they fill that up with would probably be like a first round pick and like a prospect, right?
Yeah, so my imagining would it would be one of your big three prospects in Liljegren, Sandin, and or Robertson.
Yeah, if I had to guess, it would be Liljegren. If I had to guess, and a first pick, I don't know if it'd be this year or next year's first, because obviously the first this year don't count for as much. But like, yeah, so the breakdown of that trade is that like Anderson makes 5 million, right?
Something
Don't know,
around
the
there, I
Leafs are like.
believe.
The Leafs are cap strapped, so like fucking Anderson would go over to Buffalo. That would clear up 5 milli, well, 2.5, I guess, because halfway through the year or whatever it equals up to. And do you know what Ullmark is making?
No, but I can check really quickly. Off the top of my head, I can't think of what it would be.
Okay, so basically Taylor Hall is making $8 million, right?
Yeah.
So the idea behind the trade is that they would keep half the salary, but then he would get traded to somewhere else, and they would retain half the salary again. And then he would go to the Leafs.
So
So
what,
like,
basically like you guys did with Leonard last year.
exactly. So like, that's the only way it would happen. Personally, I don't want Taylor Hall. Like, I just don't. I think Galchenyuk is filling that role with Tavares and Nylander very well. I don't think we need to go get that guy. I wouldn't mind seeing Ullmark though, because I have no faith in Freddie at all.
Yeah, Ullmark's been some sort of a bright spot for the Sabres over the last couple of years.
Well, see, the last statistic that I seen about Ullmark was that he was 6-5-1 in Buffalo, who lost like 18 straight, like
Yeah,
up until
Buffalo's
a couple days
horrible,
ago.
so.
Yeah, so the fact that he is 6-5-1 in Buffalo, that's got to, that counts for something. And the way Anderson's played in the last 2 years, I'm open to it. With Campbell, the way he's playing now, if we had Ullmark and Campbell, I'd feel super confident about our goalies. And yeah, because I don't want to see Freddie in net again, to be honest. Like,
So you bringing up this Freddie question gives me a little bit of a thing I saw on Twitter maybe a couple hours ago. Sportsnet put out a poll question saying, do the Leafs need to go get another goalie? Do you think they need to go get another goalie, or do you think they could ride with Freddie and Jack or Jack and Hutchinson?
There's one or two things here. If Campbell can stay healthy, and because he's had injury problems all year, if he stays healthy, I don't give a fuck. We can ride Campbell the whole way. I believe in Campbell so much, dude. He's been incredible this year. And if I had the choice between him and Freddie and then having the starting spot, it would be Campbell. And I feel like that's such a typical answer for right now, but if you're watching the games, you see how good Campbell's been. He's let in a couple bad goals through 8 games, but like overall, he's made so many fantastic saves that Freddie would have let in the way he's playing right now. Like, we're not talking like 17, 18 Freddie. We're talking about 19, 20 and 2021 Freddie. And that Freddie is like ranked like 45th in the league in all stats. So yeah, no, I'm going with Campbell all the way.
Yeah, Jack
But
was
to answer the
injured last
question,
year.
oh, 100%. To answer the question though, I would bring another goalie in. just in case Campbell gets hurt, because like he is having injury problems this
That is a
year.
fair point.
But to have, you know, the option of Ullmark and Campbell would be fantastic.
Yeah, even if they split time down the rest of the way, or even if one plays a couple more games than the other.
Yeah, 100%. Like ride Freddie, give him 3-2. Go fucking, you know, two games, then one to Ullmark, and then two games, one to Ullmark, and just basically work it out so he's playing three and he's playing two.
You know who the Leafs should go get?
Who's that?
Mackenzie Blackwood.
Oh, is that guy available though?
Probably not. If I'm New Jersey, I'm not trading that kid. He's standing on his fucking head. So they're playing right
Oh.
now, but before tonight, his last three games, he's given up 6 goals on 128 shots, and only has
Wow.
one win to show for it because New Jersey's obviously not great. So,
Yeah.
like
If I
that
had to
kid on
pick
a
right
good
now who
team.
Team Canada's goalie is going to be next year, it is Blackwood. And I don't think it will be because Canada has Carey Price. And I think just from like the fact that we have Carey Price, like regardless of how Carey Price is playing, he ends up being the goalie just because it's Carey Price. But if I had to pick on how a Canadian goalie is playing, it's 100% Blackwood. I wish the Leafs could get Blackwood, but they would be stupid to trade that guy because he's incredible.
Oh my God, yeah. So if
Like,
you're
yeah,
Team
absolutely
Canada,
incredible.
you're bringing Price, obviously, because he's going to be there. Who else do you bring, though, if you bring three goalies?
Well, it's a cross, but it depends who's playing better between Hart and Binnington.
That's a good
But
point,
if
yeah.
Blackwood continues to play the way that he's playing right now, he makes it no matter what. Even if he's the third goalie, so he's there in case Price and either Binnington and Hart are doing well or not. And then, so Price, no matter what, I don't care if he's got fucking an 800 save percentage, they have to bring Price because that's like Crosby having a bad year and them not bringing him.
Yeah,
It's not going to happen.
he has too much success at the international level to not bring him.
100%. And it's Carey Price. That name carries weight. And regardless of how he's playing, he's just Carey Price.
You also have
So,
to
yeah,
assume he'll
Carey
play
Price.
better in front behind Team Canada over Team Montreal fucking Canadiens. Like,
Yeah, I do like the makeup of Montreal's team, though. It
I
is
do, but
like
it's.
if you look at Allen and you look at Price, like Allen's playing better than Price. So you can't really say it's the Montreal team. Unless they're playing better in front of Allen the way that the Leafs are playing better in front of Campbell and compared to Anderson. I feel like the Leafs don't trust Anderson, so they're just like, fuck it. But they have played pretty good in front of him, don't get me wrong. Like he just lets in some fucking, you know, fucking beach ball goals, but.
That's a real thing, though, with teams. Like, there's a lot of teams that play better in front of a specific goalie. I've been a part of teams in minor hockey that played better in front of me or my backup than they did with me or the backup in net. Like,
Right, it's almost like the Carey Price is so good, so let's slack a little bit because, you know, he's probably gonna fucking steal us the game, or at least steal us a goal, a save.
exactly.
But regardless, yeah, no, Carey Price is there with Blackwood, and depending who's playing better between Hart and Binnington.
Hopefully Hart, because I'd love to see him bounce back.
I would love to see Hart strictly off the fact that he's so young. Can you imagine a guy, he's going to be what, 22 or 3?
I think he's turning 24.
Okay,
Actually,
okay.
no.
Well,
No. He's
regardless.
turning 23. He's my age, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so if he's turning 23 next year, that's fucking wild for Team Canada to have a 23-year-old goalie. And even if he only gets like one or two starts, even if it's in the fucking prelims or whatever they're called, that's cool.
So he'll be 23 in like midway through August this year. So like right after my birthday, basically.
Okay, so yeah, he'll be 23.
That's depressing.
Why is that?
I'm 8 days older than Carter Hart, and my hockey career ended in Midget A, and Carter Hart's an NHL goalie.
Yeah, but the one thing that you have on Carter Hart is he doesn't have a Chicken Tenders podcast, and like obviously he'd be really jealous.
That's a fair point. I would be jealous too.
Speaking of Chicken Tenders podcast, let's introduce a little segment here that we're going to be doing on a weekly basis, which is the Chicken Tender of the Week, which is basically the goalie who's, you know, playing bad. The worst goalie of the week kind of thing.
Statistically, the worst goalie of the week, like GA and save percentage.
I'm not always going by statistics, man. If I see a goalie that's just,
Yeah,
in
that's
my
fair.
opinion, bad, that's my guy. I know who my pick is probably for the next month. I don't care how he plays or whatever the fuck happens. I know my pick.
Who's your pick?
Who's your pick?
My pick, I was torn between a couple of people, but I ended up going with Jonathan Quick. He's only played two games this past week, but both games they lost. I mean, LA's not a great team either, but he had a 3.55 goals against and an 8.51 save percentage in two starts. The last night he started against San Jose. San Jose's also not a great team. So it's not like he got beat down by Vegas and Colorado.
I feel like you took a very safe road here. LA sucks. Like, you wouldn't expect him to do good, right? Would you?
Kind of, especially with that division, though. They've been a
Fair.
borderline playoff team all year, too.
That's true. I don't know. I thought, yeah, okay. There could have been some other guys, but I like the pick.
Yeah, when I was looking, there was nobody that really stood out. It was really him, Halak, or the Capitals duo between Samsonov and Vanacek. But Vanacek had a good game the other night.
True. Yeah, you're right. So my pick and probably my ongoing pick for at least a couple podcasts, just because I got a rag on him. We started this podcast a little late into the season of and if this podcast was going on last year, he probably would have been my pick most of last year too. So my pick's probably obvious. Freddie Anderson, even though he's injured right now, I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
He's
he does have awful numbers through his last like 50 games or something like that.
More than that, I think it was 74 starts from the 1920 season and the 2021 season. And he, the last time I heard, he was 45th in the entire league. This is a guy making $5 million on a really good Leafs team that is ranked 45th overall. Like, that's crazy.
Well, think about that number, just that 45th number, right? That's not even a starter.
Exactly.
That's
Exactly.
halfway through
I don't
backup.
think, and don't get me wrong, I don't think Freddie is a bad goalie. I just think he's going through a rough time, and that when he gets a fresh start somewhere else after this season, because if the Leafs bring him back, I might have to boycott the Leafs. When he gets a fresh start this year at free agency, or if he gets traded to Buffalo, or whatever the fuck happens to him, if he ends up going to Seattle, or whatever the case is, because I had heard that too, where they were saying Seattle might get Holtby off of Vancouver because they just signed Demko,
Oh,
right? So
100%.
Demko signed an extension, 5 years, $25 million, $5 million a year, same money that Freddie's making. They also compared the contract to who else played 62 games and got $5 million as a contract, or whoever who signed a contract after playing 62 games. You want to know who the name is?
Yes, sir.
Vesa Toskala.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're just gonna skip over him because Toskal is fucking garbage. Where were we at there? Okay, Demko signing the deal, meaning Holtby is available.
With
So
or
I think that
without that
Seattle takes
deal,
Holtby.
100%. With or without that Demko deal, Holtby's contract was so suited for him to end up in Seattle.
For sure. And you know what though? If let's say Seattle picked up Holtby at 4.2 and Freddie was available, and you could get Freddie because he's had some bad years at like 3.5 for a couple years or whatever little bridge deal, even if it's a year deal just to see if he does all right, a tandem of Freddie and fucking Holtby might be all right. If you can get through the season and make the playoffs and put Holtby in net for the playoffs, you might be looking all right. Like,
That's very true.
so yeah, I'd be rolling. I'd be trying to get Freddie in there too. Fuck it. Unless they can get another, decent goalie. But yeah, I don't want to see Freddie in Toronto again, that's for sure.
That's fair. You haven't seen what Brandon Dubinsky said about Sid and Ovi, right?
No, I haven't at all. You mentioned it the other day, and I told you not to tell me, so you could tell me here. So.
So Dubinsky was on some sort of podcast, I think. I'm not sure what it was that he was on, but he basically said, his quote was, "Everybody talks about Sid. Fuck Sid. I'll take Ovi every day of the week." And that one little quote started a firestorm on Twitter of like Sid and Ovi debate again. I don't know why
I
people
mean,
are having a Sid and Ovi debate. I feel like it's a clear choice, no matter what, no matter who, where your fandom lies.
yeah, no, like, I don't know. I'm Team Ovi. Like, don't get me wrong. I know you have a hatred for Crosby because you're a Washington fan. I don't have that hatred for Crosby. I definitely respect Crosby, and he's, greatest player of this generation for now. Just, with McDavid coming up, and if McDavid keeps playing and keeps progressing, obviously he's the guy for the fucking for this generation. But yeah, no, I'm Team Ovi all the way too, though.
Well, my thing is, I agree with Dubinsky that I would take Ovi every day of the week. I am incredibly biased when it comes to Alex Ovechkin, but the Twitter debate of who's better, I disagree with everybody that picks Alex Ovechkin. He is not better than Sidney Crosby. I hate saying it, but he's not. Anybody that thinks
Yeah.
that doesn't know what they're talking about. Sid is a better player at both ends of the ice. They're like 6 points apart of each other in all-time points. Sid's played almost 200 less games. They've never been
Yes,
close.
yes, 100%.
But I would take Ovi.
I still like look back at their first season in the NHL and seeing that Ovechkin had 25% of Washington's goal his first year. And he had nobody to play with at
I
all.
think it was like 4 or 5 years ago now. It was since Ovi had made the playoffs the first time in Washington up until that very year. He had 51% of points scored for Washington Capitals players in the playoffs, which used to blow my mind because everybody's like, oh, he doesn't show up in the playoffs. He's literally putting up half of our points. How is he not showing up?
True.
Yeah, he doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
I mean, he does now, but he didn't.
That's very true.
He had fucking 11 other guys to play defense, plus six defensemen.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. Yeah, I'm Team Ovi for sure. It's
I
just a
am
bias thing. I've
too.
always been an Ovechkin fan to the since the day he came in, man. Yeah, he's the guy.
I will
But
never knock
I
him.
also love Crosby though. I love Crosby. Yeah, it's just for some reason I pick Ovechkin. There's no actual like solid anything behind that. I just like Ovechkin.
Well, I'll never not be Team Ovechkin when it comes to Ovi versus Sid, but I'll be the first person to say that Sid is a better player when it comes to the debate on who's better. Like, I can't agree with people that say Ovi's better. I've watched Ovi's entire career very fucking closely.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, I get it. I 100% get it. Like, if you're strictly like just doing it for building a team and not like any personal opinion in it, Crosby's the guy you take.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I'm taking Ovechkin.
Yeah. Speaking of Ovechkin, he has a point right now.
Did he score?
No, he got an assist on the first goal.
Okay, what's the score of that game right
Holy
now?
fuck, we're getting outshot badly. It's 2-1 halfway through the second, almost halfway through the second.
Are you guys playing?
New Jersey again. Samsonov has faced 22 shots already. Mackenzie Blackwood has faced seven.
Okay,
We are
they'll
getting
pick it up.
outplayed by New Jersey. I want to see if they end up beating us. Because they haven't beat us yet this year, and I believe this is the last time we play them.
Wait, y'all are what, 6-0 against them?
Seven, I believe, now after the other night.
Seven, eh? That's wild.
It's six or seven, though. I'm not sure the exact. I'm pretty sure it's seven, though.
Okay. Yeah, last I seen was six, but I didn't. That was a while ago, so.
They're an interesting team, actually. They have a lot of young talent.
Yeah, they do. I don't pay that much attention to Jersey. I was big on them last year. I thought they were going to come in flying last year. After, was it last year they picked up Simmons to start the year? They had Simmons, Subban. They had made a couple other pickups.
I believe so.
Oh, they had Gusev come in from the KHL, who I was pretty big on. I feel like there was a couple other guys. There was another defenseman for sure. Maybe it was Vatanen.
Yeah, they picked. Oh, he's been there for a little bit now, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure, but they had definitely made a few key pickups, and I thought they were going to be like a solid team, especially with Hughes and Hischier being on his second year, Hughes rookie year. I thought they were going to be like a very competitive team last year. They kind of let me down, yeah.
They're
So I
tough, the
haven't, yeah,
division.
the reason why I say that is because I haven't like paid a ton of attention afterwards, strictly off. Yeah, I wasn't impressed last year, so.
Their division is so tough, not even like just this year, right? That Metro division has been the best division in the league for the last 7 years, most likely 10.
Yeah, it's crazy. Most definitely.
I'm excited to see how good New Jersey will be in like 5, 10 years, though, with the players that they have. Like Ty Smith looks like he's going to be really good. He's lead was last time I saw, he was leading the team in assists and points, or tied for the point lead. Jack Hughes, if he turns into what he should be, it's going to be really good. Plus, Nico's still really good. That Alex Holtz kid that they picked up last year in the first round, I think that kid's going to be amazing.
I think so too, yeah.
Plus, Blackwood behind them, right? Like, if he doesn't fall off
Yeah,
a cliff
that's just
somehow,
it.
that kid is going to be scary.
Well, he's been consistently good.
Oh, yeah, even going back
Like,
to
I
the 08
can't
stuff.
remember hearing about a slump that he's had.
One of the
I'm sure
biggest.
he's had a couple bad games,
Yeah.
but he hasn't had a slump.
One of the biggest issues that Blackwood had was he had been suspended before the World Juniors a couple years ago. And he missed the first couple games of the World Juniors because he was suspended and barely played that tournament.
What was he suspended for?
I forget what he did. I think he got into a fight. Something crazy. It wasn't like anything major bad that I off the top of my head.
Like legit, just a scrap behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, I think it was like a genuine scrap on the ice, but I feel like he came out of his net, crossed like the blue line, which there's a certain amount of things you can't do with as a goalie. You will get tossed out of the game, right?
This was in the World Junior format, or
No,
what? It was
this was in
like.
the OHL like a week or two before the World Juniors, so he was suspended and like it carried over into the World Juniors basically.
Oh, that sucks.
I'd have to pull it up to like see exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was a fight or something like that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that sucks for sure.
Oh God, yeah, he was expected to be our starter that year. I think he only played like one game, maybe two.
Where? Oh, you said you want to talk about fucking the Canucks, eh?
Just a quick little thing. Have you seen the number of people that are out right now for them?
It was high, but I've seen something yesterday that some of them are like doing pretty bad right now.
It so I saw something like I've been monitoring it the last couple of days just to see like the number of people. This morning on Twitter, Darren Dreger posted that it was 20 people, including players and staff. Then a Canucks reporter came out and said that number isn't accurate. But then Dreger came out and said his sources are like stand by what they told him. But I've also seen, like you just said, that there's certain people that are doing really bad, but I've also seen some people aren't like being affected really at all. They just tested positive. It's just a wild
Which is
situation going on
typically how
there.
it goes, right? Like it's a totally like different spectrum for everybody. Like you could either not feel it, not even know you have it, or you could be like fucking on your deathbed, like,
Oh God, yeah.
which is wild. Like yeah, I've obviously heard a ton of people talk about how it was to have it, but yeah, I heard it was like a Brazilian fucking
Yeah, there's a strain. There's another strain or whatever.
yeah. And yeah, I don't know, a couple players were like just hooked up on IVs and like kind of just going through some shit. So I don't know. I hope they're doing better and,
Oh God, yeah.
or at least get better quick. And hopefully they can resume their season. Might take a month or so, but hopefully they can finish off the season. I heard that they were going to use, if they can't finish off the season, that they were just going to use like their win percentage as where they finished in the standings.
For like the lottery, because they're not going to make the playoffs, obviously.
Yeah, they would just use it for that.
Well, the thing is with the lottery, right, too, you could go anywhere, really. You could jump to one, you could fall backwards a couple picks, right? So let's say they're at
They switched
11.
it this year, though. If you can only jump up 10 spots this
Yeah, and
year,
you can only fall to three if you're one instead of four.
which is cool. They just love to fuck over Detroit.
Yeah, my brother's a Red Wings fan, and he complains about that all the time. Braden too, though. Braden complains about that because he's a Canucks fan. They've been shafted the last like five drafts.
They ended up getting Pettersson and you, so shut
Well, they picked smart at
the
their picks, but like that Pettersson pick was so criticized. People were saying he was a second round fucking talent at best, like a 40 guy point guy at best. Nobody
Yeah,
like.
but people or the people who drafted him, because like obviously the people who drafted him knew what's up, because that kid's crazy.
Oh God, yeah, dude, he was so underrated coming into that draft. He was like that pick at five was so criticized.
No, I don't know, man. Like, I think Vancouver has a crazy team. They just need to get it together. They have so much talent on that team. It's
Their biggest issue is they have too many
blowing my
contracts.
mind how bad they are.
They have too many bad contracts. That's their biggest issue.
And they're still paying Luongo, but
Yeah, they're still paying Bobby Lue. Jay Beagle's making like $3 million. Antoine Roussel's making at least $3 million. Like, they have a lot of bad
yeah, but
contracts.
even with that, the team that they're putting on the ice is a pretty good team.
Are they
Like,
really a
they're
good
just
team this
not.
year, though?
Look what they did in the playoffs last year. Who did they lose?
Yeah, but
Okay, they lost Markstrom, who's incredible, but in the playoffs, Demko was incredible. So, like, let's say a slight downgrade there. But then they lost Tanev, and that's it.
that decor has been so bad this year just by the names that are on that decor.
That's fair. But I mean, like, if you. They're having what, a similar year to Ottawa?
Yeah, but they shouldn't be having a similar year to Ottawa. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. They definitely have a team that should be. I had them in the playoffs this year. My picks for the playoffs were Vancouver was there instead of Winnipeg, to be honest, which was a bad pick, but
I had Vancouver as my 5 seed, I believe. I had
true.
Calgary and Edmonton, or not Edmonton, Calgary and Ottawa behind them, because I don't believe in Calgary, and Ottawa is obviously too young to be competitive.
Yeah, I didn't have Calgary and Ottawa in there either. I had the Leafs or Edmonton at one, and then the Habs in Vancouver at 3-4.
I have
Either
Montreal at
way.
4. I mean, that's where they are right now, but I've had Montreal and Vancouver as that 4 or 5. Like, one will make, one won't, obviously.
Yeah. Man, if Montreal could have just won a couple games in overtime, they'd be in a
They could
better position
stop
right
losing
now.
to Ottawa, they'd be in a great position.
Oh, the Leafs too.
Has Ottawa beat any team more than they've beat Montreal this year?
I'm not sure. It's got to be close with the Leafs. I think they beat Montreal more, but Jesus Christ, the Leafs have lost to them. I think it's almost even.
Probably.
I'd have to go look there. Like, I could definitely look right now, but I'm pretty sure it's close to even, which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with that Ottawa. I mean, that I've said it all year though, that Ottawa team is not as bad as their record looks.
100%, I agree. But I think that when they come out and play the Leafs and the Habs, that they come out with a different mentality than they do against the other teams. They just want to beat the Leafs and they want to beat the Habs.
Yeah.
It's like these are the guys we want to beat more than anybody else. And they, like, I don't know, maybe they use all their energy for those games and then they hit Winnipeg and they're just like, well, especially Ottawa. I'm not Ottawa, especially Edmonton. Like, Edmonton has crushed them all
Oh my
year.
God, yeah. McDavid and Draisaitl are
Like,
so
Edmonton will beat them
fucking
seven
annoying.
nothing, and then Edmonton goes to play the Leafs, and the Leafs will beat them, which is crazy. And then, yeah, they just give a hard time to the Leafs and the Habs. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's so weird. I mean, it's kind of like Buffalo at the beginning of the year was giving us a kind of a hard time. We were still beating them, but they weren't blowouts like they should have been. Even the New Jersey right now, New Jersey's not a great team, and we still can't do much against them. I say that it's 3-1.
So the Leafs,
Oh, we
all right,
scored.
the series is sweet. It's good for the pool. Let's
That's
go.
19 on the year. He's catching Matthews. He's coming for him.
I'm not gonna say he won't. You can't fucking deny that Ovechkin could
Yeah,
do
I
that,
know.
but I fucking hope to God that Matthews wins it because, like, Jesus Christ, man, you're so good at scoring goals. Please just win the award. If we can't win a first round,
I
just win
want
the
to see
Rocket.
Matthews win it. Ovi's won it
I'd
nine
love to see
times out
it.
of 21 times it's been handed out. He doesn't need to win it again. He owns the trophy, basically.
100%. Yo, so the Leafs are up 4-3 on the Senators right now.
On the season series, how many games do you guys play against each other?
Yeah.
Nine?
It's 4-3. Oh yeah, we play each other nine
So
times.
two more. So Ed, Toronto could win, or Ottawa could win the series 5-4.
Technically, yeah. I'm going to look. What days? Oh, I'm way too far right now. I'm looking at the Montreal in Ottawa series right now there. Just give me 2 seconds. Did they play last night? Yeah. All right, game center. The Senators are up 4-3 on the Habs.
Wow. So it is very much almost even, though.
Well, I mean, if you count the Leafs and Habs series put together,
Yeah, they're
they're
tied
fucking
100%.
7-7.
That's
Yeah.
crazy.
compared to every other team. Like they're, I'm pretty sure Vancouver took a beating on them.
How many losses or how many wins does Ottawa have on the season right now?
Ottawa has 13 wins, so more than half the wins are against the Leafs and the Habs.
That's fucking hilarious.
Well, it's like I look at it this way too. You got like Connor Brown, Zaitsev, especially last year. Like a lot of the Ottawa players were former Maple Leafs, so they would meet up with the Maple Leafs and be like, "We're gonna beat these fucking guys." Like,
Yeah.
especially Connor Brown, he's got to be in the locker room pumping these guys up.
Fuck, that team is so much young talent that isn't even on the roster yet, too.
For sure. For
Stützle's
sure, for
fucking
sure.
amazing.
Stutzel's incredible. He's fun to watch. The one goal that he scored, I think it was on Freddie. Of course it was. He batted it out of the air. Just like it was a one-timer out of the
Oh, I
air.
remember that,
Just like it was so dope. That was such a sick goal. Like I was almost ready to cheer. There's been two moments this year where Ottawa was like had a moment against the Leafs where like I was really happy for Ottawa. That goal and Joey Decord when he
Yeah.
won.
Yeah, that
When
fucking
he was like
interview.
in tears, the interview, yeah, when he was in tears or like about to cry, he had me going. Like I'm such a like I love to see people win. Like just like in general, just to like see somebody doing exactly what they love to do in life and being good at it or successful. And when they have those moments where it's like that kind of thing happens, it hits me. So like yeah, when he was emotional, I got emotional too. Like I didn't cry for it, but like I was close.
Yeah, I normally don't watch player interviews, but like I started listening to that one and I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it was really cool to see. I mean, and that's the cool thing about sports, and the cool thing about like, I don't know, anything along those lines is that you do have moments like that.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Well, like look at
Have
David,
you ever
as much
cried during a sporting moment?
have I ever
Did you cry when the
cried?
Caps won?
No, because I was very sick and I could barely enjoy it.
Okay, so you couldn't. Yeah,
I
okay. I
feel
remember
like
you
if
telling
I
me that
wasn't
actually.
sick, I might have. I mean, I've said it 1,000 times. I will cry when Alex Ovechkin retires.
Fair. Fair.
Tom Brady
Yo, this is
leaving
total
for
side note, and I'm not gonna give any info on it, but this is our first episode on the chicken tenders. Very happy to be doing this. So we laid down the groundwork. We basically started this. We've been talking about this, like I'll break it down. So we've been talking about this for 4 or 5 months. Me and Lauren have been playing. Oh, by the way, my name's Danny Thomas, and this is my co-host Zach Lauren. We
that.
definitely didn't say that at the start of the
That's
episode.
fine.
First episode, it's all good. All right, so we've been talking about this for 4 or 5 months. We've been playing a lot of, since we're in lockdown, we've been playing a lot of NHL online. We're pretty badass. If anybody ever wants to play, hit us up. We'll kick your ass. but anyway, so we've been shooting the shit. Just basically while playing NHL, and all our conversations sound like they could be podcasts. So I was like, fuck it. I've been telling him, like, oh, let's fucking shoot a podcast. Let's shoot a podcast. And then just the one day, I noticed this app, and I knew about this app a couple of years ago, but I didn't really think it was any good. But here we are, and it's pretty dope. Yeah, so we're like, fuck it. We shot a tester episode, I think it was like 3 days ago.
Something like
And literally like the day that we shot the tester episode, no, sorry, the day after we shot the tester episode, I reached out to a few people. We got ourselves a sponsor, shout out to the Mine on Niagara Falls, and we actually got in contact with an NHLer before even filming an episode. And the NHLer, which I'm not going to give any details, but it is one of my favorite players of all time, maybe my favorite player of all time. He is going to be on episode. I can't really give an episode. It might be episode 4 or 5, but somewhere towards the end of this month, the start of May, we are going to have an actual NHLer who has played 1,000 games in the NHL. And we were mind blown, man. I'll explain more when time comes closer to it, but like, this hit me. Like, I was almost in tears. I went downstairs. My wife was in bed. I was almost crying. And she was like, what's going on? I was like, this guy's gonna be on our podcast, and she knows how much this guy means to me. I told my dad, and my dad was excited because like he knows how much this guy means to me. And Zach was going crazy because like it's an NHLer slash it's my favorite player of all time. And it's beautiful the way this is working out, like having a sponsor, having the guest. We have guests lined up for the next for entire season one. So we have 14 episodes planned out already. And the way this is working out is so cool. And I'm happy to be doing this with you. We're eventually bringing in another co-host. Yeah, it's so dope.
Oh yeah, I'm so pumped to be doing this.
It's fun, man. Like, fuck, we're literally just doing what we do anyways. Except we're doing it where we're talking to other people, sort of. It's a little bit more
Yeah.
organized, but outside of that, it's fucking sweet. Like, and I feel like I'm not like trying to be someone I'm not. I'm just here talking how I would talk, right?
Well, like currently I'm sitting back, like leaning back in my chair, like sitting like I would be if we were like in the middle of a game, like between games of Chell, basically. Like,
Word. Yo, what's our record on Chell right now? Let's just flex a little bit.
oh, it's tough because we have the two different teams, right?
Yeah, that fuck that first team. The first team, well, actually, still a good record. I think we're like 220 and 95 or
I
something.
think the team we have right now, we're like 65, 13, and 4, or something like that.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, we also get shafted every other
I
game
mean,
by
like,
EA Sports. So.
yeah, man, EA Sports is trash.
I mean, I say
We're
EA
never
Sports.
getting sponsored by EA
EA Sports
Sports. EA
NHL
Sports
is
NHL
trash.
is trash.
Yeah, that is the thing.
100%. Well, they don't make enough money off NHL, so they don't give a fuck. Like, so many people play NBA because there's more NBA fans than NHL fans. So many people play NFL because there's so many more NFL fans than
Yeah,
NHL.
that's a good
So.
point too, though, because the Madden, like the NFL game is called Madden. Their community was very pissed off when this game came out earlier this year, or earlier, late 2020, I believe. Yeah,
Really?
because they were saying it's basically a carbon copy of the last one.
Oh, like NHL every
Yeah,
year?
pretty much.
Suck it up, boys. We're used to it.
Yeah.
Yo, but like you can tell just off the soundtrack. You go onto the soundtrack for Madden or NBA, and it's like DaBaby or like fucking whoever the fuck, like the biggest artist going around is on the soundtrack. And then NHL comes out, and it's like, who? Like, who the fuck is this artist? I've never heard this song. Don't
Exactly.
give a fuck about this song. Not a pump-up song. But we got this song because we didn't have to pay this guy anything because he's just stoked to be on a video game. Like, that's the whole soundtrack is just like exactly that. Speaking of, I want to be one of those guys y'all eventually reach out to. I'll give you my song, man. I'll pay you $250 to have my
Oh,
song
we're
on there.
sitting here
Let's
talking
go.
shit real quick. Put my song in.
Oh yeah, I'll gladly be one of the trash songs on the song.
Yeah,
Let's go. It's a punk rock vibe now, man. I fit right in.
want to hear a fucking crazy stat that I saw about Connor Bedard today?
What's up?
He has been a part of 52% of Regina's goals so far this year. And
Wow.
actually, he's 15.
He is 15.
They are going to be so fucked when he goes to the U18s in like a month.
What, how's Shane Wright doing this year?
I don't know if he's played a game at all this year.
Really?
I'm
That's
gonna pull that
rough.
up really quickly.
No doubt. You know, if he hasn't played, that's fucking rough.
Yeah, he has no stats recorded at all.
Fair. That sucks, man. That's a whole year of progression for this guy who's very highly touted.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope, like, hopefully he's able to play next year in his draft year, because if he doesn't look like he's missed a beat at all, then it's like, oh, whatever.
Well, he's so good that I don't think it's gonna look like that at
No,
all.
it's very
It's
true.
just like maybe he could have been like 5-10% better if this hadn't happened, you know?
Yeah, but I'm assuming he's still like working out hardcore or still on the ice a lot, just not actually in a game situation, like an actual game situation, not like a scrimmage in practice or something.
For sure. That's got to be hard mentally. Like training and training and training, but not playing. Like it's like, what am I
Well, it's
training
like when
for?
you're
Even though you're at
rehabbing
that
it.
level and
It's like guys that have to fucking
yeah,
come back from
100%.
like ACL tears and shit. Like that's a year-long recovery. By the end of it, you must be just be so annoyed you just want to get on back on like the field or the ice, whatever sport you're playing.
I just could imagine their mental health being like a little bit fucked up because like you're doing all this work, and you're not getting a chance to get on the ice and actually play for something meaningful.
Well, there's been a lot of guys like you've seen over the years that get hurt, they come back, and they're never the same again, right? Like you, that almost has to be like some sort of mental health thing while they're out. Like they just never get their confidence back.
For sure. You know who I'm stoked to fucking come back?
Who, Freddie?
I'm stoked for him to retire, but
who are you stoked for though?
Cooch, man. I want Kucherov back. I don't even like he's on the other side right now. Like we don't got to worry about Tampa till round three if the Leafs even get there, which you know as a Leafs fan I hope is a thing. But you never know, we might lose to Montreal in the first round just because it's the Leafs. But I want Kucherov back because the fucking hockey pool, bro. Like, I'm fucking just waiting for him to come back.
I feel like
back.
The rest of the NHL doesn't want Kucherov to come back this year.
Oh, no. And his set date is to come back May 12th. So basically, first playoff game, Kucherov's back. So you got this Tampa team who's ridiculously stacked. And hopefully, if Stamkos stays healthy, like they have a healthy team in comparison to last year's
they
playoffs.
They don't even need half that team, bro.
Oh, it's crazy. It's
Steve
absolutely
Yzerman
insane.
Did wonders with that franchise before he left.
And he's going to do the same thing in
Detroit.
Yeah, it's
going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, we had this convo the other night. We were saying that they'll probably be in a good position within, you know, 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
Something like that, which makes sense. There's a little room to
ironic because Tampa lost to Detroit 5-1 today.
Yeah. Yzerman just went into the locker room today. He played a coaching job and was just like, fuck these guys. I built this team. They're not that good. Let's go. I'm just kidding, but like fucking
can you imagine that? That'd be hilarious.
It definitely would be. And yo, if you got Steve Yzerman in your locker room giving you a speech, you're definitely getting amped up.
Washington has 28 shots against through basically two periods and 11 shots for, but we're winning 3-1. Don't know what's going on.
Nice. Is Blackwood a goalie that needs to get a lot of shots on him?
I feel like, well, I think two of the three have been power play goals too, to be honest. So,
speaking of goalies that needs to get a lot of shots on them, we talked about this last night. Did you want to go through our list of top 10 Leafs since the 90s?
Oh, we can do that real quick. Mine is, people are going to be so bad at mine.
The only reason, hold up. The only reason I'm saying that is because it kind of transitions from the Blackwood thing because maybe Blackwood is in the same boat. Like he's one of those goalies that needs a lot of shots to be on fire. And so like, this is my list just strictly, like this is my list for the past basically 30 years. And this is my personal list for the players that I've watched and that I like, has nothing to do with anybody else. If your list is different or if you're offended by my list, fuck off. So, then here I'm transitioning here. So Blackwood needing a lot of shots. One guy who played very well under, you know, facing a ton of shots. I remember seeing him play in the playoffs and get the one game he had 56 shots and let in 2 goals. And as a kid who was a goalie and just loved the way he played, the number one guy on my list is Curtis Joseph.
Yeah. I mean, he should probably be a Hall of
Cujo.
Famer.
Hopefully one day. I watched that interview he did not too long ago where he was talking about he wishes that he would have re-signed with the Leafs and not went to Detroit, which would have been so cool. Like, he was going to Detroit to win a cup. It didn't end up happening, and the Leafs went to the conference finals the year after, and he just wishes he was there. And to be honest, yeah, I wish too. Like, I would have much rather have Cujo over Ed Belfour. And Belfour played good as a Leaf, but
yeah, it was at the end of his career, though.
Cujo. Yeah, Cujo was the man. Cujo was fucking sick. I remember seeing Wayne Gretzky's son take shots on him at the 2002 Olympics. He was the third string goaltender. And yeah, Gretzky's son was just shooting on him. And I thought that was really cool. I was like, I wish I was that
fuck
kid.
Yeah.
Who's number one on
I'd
your
I'd just
list?
Like to point out before I even name a single player, I am not a Leafs fan by any standard whatsoever. I don't care for the Leafs franchise at all. My number one, though, is Wendell Clark. Purely because when I was younger, I had a lot of hockey cards that were my dad's or my brother's that I used to like look at, read the stats on, and there was a lot of Wendell Clark ones. Plus, he had the C on his pictures, so I was like, okay, this guy is really good then.
He's the man, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Clark was a
Plus,
beast,
like,
dude. I recently watched his like his highlight reel, and it was just like
that's the thing,
he would
right?
just fight people and hit
Yeah,
people and
exactly.
score crazy goals. And playing with Dougie, fucking Dougie was like, Dougie's like old school Mitch Marner. Like Marner's like a right-handed Doug Gilmore, maybe a little bit more finesse, but
Yeah,
like
definitely more finesse.
just fucking, they're very similar though.
That's the thing with Wendell Carter or Wendell
And
Clark too, though. As I've gotten older, watching his highlights from back in the day, like that guy could put the puck in the net, the guy could pass, and the guy could fucking fuck you up.
100%, 100%. All right, so number two on my list is so Cujo is number one on this list. It's weird. So I have number two is basically number one as well. Felix Potvin, man, Felix the Cat.
Oh yeah.
He, I have an autographed goalie stick by Felix the Cat, which I was super stoked to get. He's the man. If it wasn't for him, you know, I don't think the Leafs would have made the conference finals against LA in 93. He was phenomenal. He took over Grant Fuhr's spot back in the day and just was the Leaf starter up until Cujo got there. And then he kind of fell off when he got traded to, or I don't know if he got traded or signed to, it was either, I think it was LA or Boston. I know he went to both those teams after the Leafs. And he was never the same, but when he was a Leaf, he was incredible. The saves he made, the way he played. I based my game a lot off the way that Potvin held his glove, which was different than other goalies. Yeah, he was fun to watch for
I don't
sure.
remember
Who's
enough
number two
about
on
him.
yours?
Speaking of that conference finals, Doug Gilmore.
Dougie,
That high stick and
I mean,
that
don't even want to talk about it,
high.
bro. Like it's so played out as a Leafs fan, man. I've heard my dad say, you know, if it wasn't for that high stick, which I, it's totally true. Like, don't get me wrong, but I've heard this 100 times. Who was the ref? Was it fucking,
Carey Fraser, Kelly Fraser, whatever the fuck his name is?
yeah, Carey Fraser, fucking Fraser, dude. I've heard that. My dad's cussed that guy out so many times.
I feel like Montreal probably still wins that finals, whether it's Toronto or LA, to be honest, though.
Maybe.
Not
I don't
93
know. Like,
Habs
we
team
can't
was
even really
so
go there.
stupid. But yeah, Doug Gilmore is my number two. Doug Gilmore and every highlight I've ever seen him play, and like whether he was in Montreal, when he was in Calgary, whether he was in Toronto, like that is the kind of guy I would like to have on my team if I was running a team. The guy
For
could be a
sure.
captain. The guy is gonna go and put the puck in the net, not afraid to throw his body around. Like, oh yeah, that's the kind of guy you
For a
want.
smaller guy, too.
Exactly.
Dude, Wendell Clark was a beast. I'm going back here, but like, he was just like a farm boy, right? Like, when he wasn't playing hockey, he was going back to Saskatchewan and working on the farm. And he was just a beast. Like how Gordie Howe was a fucking beast. Like, there's just this fucking brick of a human being. And tough as nails. And we don't see that nowadays.
Not
Like,
often.
you don't see those guys. Could you imagine if fucking Austin Matthews had Wendell Clark fucking, you know, strength?
Oh my
How
God, yeah.
insane of a hockey player he'd be.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
But who's your number three?
My number three is
We can go a little quicker if you
Mitch
want there.
Marner is my number three because A, I love the London Knights, which is not a secret if you know me.
Yep.
B, I wish he wasn't a Leaf because I would love to see him in Washington, obviously, but yeah, ever since he got to
I
London,
hope he's a career Leaf.
ever since that kid got to London, I've just been like, oh, this kid is gonna be scary good. And I was never not wrong about it. Like, he is scary good for, especially for somebody as small as he is in a league like we are in today.
Well, lucky for him, the NHL's changed a lot since 20 years
Yeah,
ago.
it's not that physical of a league anymore compared to 20 years ago, but still.
You didn't see those guys, man. Martin St. Louis was a fucking monster back then for a smaller
Oh
guy. Like,
God, yeah.
and he was, you know, there wasn't that many. Like Pavel Bure, Martin St. Louis. There wasn't a ton of small guys compared to now. There's a lot of little
Very
guys.
true.
But Martin St. Louis was a beast. Like,
Yeah.
they showed like a clip from him in like the locker room the one time where he was like on the bike and his legs are like tree
Oh my
trunks, man.
fuck,
Like that guy
yeah.
was beast.
His
And
fucking quads are massive.
oh yeah, he's fucking just walking around with
Who do you
trees.
got
Like,
at three?
I got Austin Matthews.
That's fair.
I don't even need to talk about it. Just as a Leafs fan now, it's just Austin Matthews. My number four is Mitch Marner. My number five is Zach Hyman. Just as how invested I am as a Maple Leafs fan right now compared to any other point in my life, because I do believe in this team, they take up my 3, 4, 5 with, you know, Cujo being one and Podvan being two, strictly because I love goalies. But yeah, Matthews, Marner, Hyman up to five.
My four afterwards. And five. My four is Matt Sundin, because when I think of Leafs going back to my childhood, Matt Sundin is the first player I can think of. Like, he was the captain of the Leafs when I was younger, and I just remember every highlight that I'd see on TSN that had to do with the Leafs. Matt Sundin was a part of it.
Fair enough. I mean, like, he was, because, like, we didn't have anything else.
Yeah, but he was also very good at hockey.
Oh, he was. He was great. Just never had anybody to play with.
Oh, God, yeah.
Could or at least not for long. Like, we had little stints. Like, we had McGillney for a bit, Gary Roberts for a bit.
Yeah.
But never had, like, a consistent, like, five-year teammate on his line that was great.
Number five is ever. Brian McCabe, because, again, it goes kind of goes back to, like, the hockey card thing. I had a lot of his hockey cards when I was younger. I like to use him in, like, the NHL games, and then just every time I'd see highlights, Brian McCabe or fucking his D partner would be on there.
Oh, Thomas Cavalier to McCabe, man, on that power play. Exactly. That was a consistent thing for a few years. That was sick. The Leafs got a power play. It was like, all right, McCabe's going to take a slap shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was dope.
We got six.
I got Wendell Clark and Dougie Gilmore at 6 and 7.
I have Ty Domi at 6, William Nylander at 7, which is probably controversial because Leafs fans kind of hate William Nylander, but I'm also not a Leaf fan, so.
Yeah, I don't hate Willie. The fact that you have him above Matthews, and or if Matthews even on your list, but like that's a little controversial, but I get it. I love Willie.
I'm not the biggest fan of
Matthews.
He
definitely gets
though.
Too much hate. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. I don't dislike Matthews, but like when I look at the superstars across the league, Matthews isn't one of the first people I go to, like, oh, I want to watch him play.
Fair enough. I get it. Like,
who are the last three people on your list?
I can't say who number eight is for podcast reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to explain that at all. So my number nine is Ty Domi.
True.
I don't know. Ty Domi's just Ty Domi.
Go, if you need to know, if people listening need a reason to, like, our reason why Ty Domi is that high on our list, go watch the clip of him beating up the fan that fell into the penalty box. That's it. That's your reason right there.
He like, super side note, but he hates being called, like, a goon and shit.
Probably. I would, too.
Which I would never call him a goon because he was a good hockey player.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, like, yeah, he just hates that, which I thought was really funny, like, listening to. I think it was the Spittin' Chicklets there. They interviewed him. I'm going to change my number 10.
Who did you have that?
Strictly off when I wrote this list, this guy hadn't played like this yet. But, and this is gonna sound totally Leaf fanny of me because, like, we tend to do this as Leaf fans. But I'm going Jack Campbell.
Who did you have at 10?
Matt Sundin.
Wow, Matt Sundin didn't even crack the top 10. I mean, it is your favorite list too. Though. That's fair. Campbell at 10, though. Eh?
It's just
through 8 games.
The reason why is because like if it. If it wasn't for Campbell, I wouldn't have any hope as a Leafs fan right now.
That's fair.
Like, he is the only shining light that we have on this team potentially doing good in this playoffs. Because I don't believe in Freddie at all. So, he's just that shining light. And I feel like if he doesn't get hurt, we have a chance to do something special this year the way that he's playing.
That's fair.
So, yes, Matt Sundin is probably, like, a better Leaf overall as of right now. Oh, 100%, like, no doubt. Like, Freddie's only played, like, 15 games as a Maple Leaf. But, like, just the way he's playing and the way I feel about the Leafs team because he's on it right now, I'm going Campbell.
Oh, I get that, though. So my eight is Thomas Cabrelet. Kind of goes back to the Brian McCabe thing. I had a lot of his cards. Like, when I was younger, he was one of the big Leafs defensemen that was always there, plus that power play quarterback. Like, you got to respect it.
Oh, yeah.
I have Matthews at 9 because I believe currently in the NHL, he's the second best player in the league behind Connor McDavid.
Austin Matthews behind Austin Matthews. So good. It's Matthews Austin and Austin Matthews.
Number 10, I said William Nylander is controversial. Number 10 is incredibly controversial. But
all right,
it's Vesa Toskala, but like I said, I'm not a Leafs fan in any way, shape, or form. I was a Habs fan before I was a Caps fan. And when I was a Habs fan, Toskala was my favorite Leaf because he was so bad, every time they'd play, Montreal would win.
Yep.
Other than that, Toskala's a bum. Like, he shouldn't be on my list, but I also struggled to get to 10.
That's fair. Yeah, no, fucking Toskala, man. Can't believe we mentioned his name twice in this podcast. Jesus.
He's the ultimate chicken tender.
Chicken
man.
Tender of the decade.
Oh, fuck yeah, he is. Chicken tender of the fucking 100-year anniversary of the NHL contest.
So, who are we rolling with, what, Jonathan Quick for this week's chicken tender, or are we going fucking Freddy?
We can do toss up between both.
Sounds good to me.
Let the fans pick.
Oh, man. I feel like some Leaf fans are going to be upset with that opinion, but I don't even care. I've watched too much Leafs hockey to feel any other way. Like, I've missed like 4 periods this entire year. That's how invested I am in this team right now. No. I just can't do it anymore.
I mean, Leafs fans can be mad all they want. Like, statistically, you're not wrong by any metric at all.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Freddie, man. I'm over it. We're done with Freddie. Unless he, like, the only way he wins me over is if he comes back from whatever fucking injury he has right now and is phenomenal every game for the rest of the year. Like, he has to win us a fucking at least 2 playoff rounds. And I mean, he has to win us a couple playoff rounds. He can't come in and fucking let in 4 goals and we score 5, but he only got 22 shots.
Yeah.
Like, he better be fucking, he gets 22 shots. I want to see him let in 2 max.
That's a good point.
Like, he's got to come in and be a great goalie. Otherwise, fuck Freddie Anderson. It's time to move on.
Damn it, Walker.
His era's done, man. He is the Grant Fuhr of 1992-93, man. Here comes fucking Felix Potvin, Jack Campbell. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
It's going to be interesting to see what you guys do in the playoffs.
Which soup is Jack Campbell?
What do you mean, which soup is Jack Campbell?
Well, he's Campbell's soup, but which soup is he?
Well, I mean, you're asking somebody that doesn't like soup, so I'm going to give you chicken noodle.
Fair. I don't even like chicken noodle chicken soup. Like, if I had to pick a favorite soup, it's like fucking broccoli, like a cream of broccoli or cream of something. I like cream soup. But I'm going to go with chicken noodle soup as Campbell as well, because when you're feeling down and out and you're feeling kind of sick, and your mom, when you're a kid, what does she bring you? She brings you fucking chicken noodle soup. And this year, Jack Campbell is chicken noodle soup because he's made me feel way better about the Leafs.
I just want to point out the fact that Lipton's soup is so much better than Campbell's.
Lipton's is definitely OP. Oh, fuck the fucking that. Canned chicken noodle soup is garbage.
Oh, Lipton,
so we're going to go with
Lipton's is the best. That's all I eat. When I eat soup, that's all I eat. Lipton's chicken noodle.
100%.
Not sponsored 100%. By
Lipton. Jack Lipton. Oh, yo, since we're here and it's towards the end of the podcast, you want to tell them who our guest is next week?
Yeah, I can do that. So, our
drum roll, please.
Our guest next week is somebody that I kind of grew up with. He's a couple years younger than I am. I've known him basically his whole life. He played in the OHL. Chad fucking Deno.
Peter Bro Pete.
North Bay Battalion.
North Bay Battalion. Chad Deno, man. He's been a buddy of mine for a few years now, too. I think since like 2016-ish. We've been shooting the shit, and he's a good guy. Great guy.
I have some good stories from when we were young, like really young.
That's cool. Yeah, no, I'm excited to have him on. I think he's going to be a great guest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great conversation.
I think so. I'm pretty excited for it. So, yeah, Chad Deno next week for episode 2. This has been episode 1 of the Chicken Tenders podcast. Thank you for listening if you got all the way this far. Shout out to you because you got more. I don't even know. To be honest, I listen to podcasts all the time. So if you got all the way here, I do it too. So.
If you guys got all the way, shout out to you. All the way here, tag a mention it to one of us on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and let us know that you got all the way here.
100%. Yo, what's our handles on social media? What's our fucking Twitter
My Twitter
handle?
Handle is at LackZorank33.
Oh, yeah. Just plug yourself.
Well, I'm going to start with me, obviously. Yours 100%. Is at DannyThomasKIB.
Word. What's our podcast handle?
Our on Twitter? Twitter podcast handle is at TendersPodcast. Do we have any Instagram right. pages for this?
We do. We'll just plug our Twitter for now.
I don't use Instagram enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give a shout out to the Mina one more time. Thank you for the sponsorship. Shout out to Dan McComb and the Mina in Eureka Falls. If you're, you know, looking to snack, if you're looking to go pick up some good, delicious food that you can't get at the grocery stores in town here because we're a small town, then head over to the Mina and spend your well-earned money there. And, tell Dan that the
hat is very true. I was about to say that if Dan is listening, also Dan Montreal says,
I don't even like stand by that opinion.
I don't either. Just to Dan, 100%.
Just the word Dan. Just to Dan. The Habs suck for sure. So if you're listening, Dan, the Habs suck. Thanks for listening, Dan. The Habs suck.